To take us out this week, Solomon Amuzu is back from Ghana, telling us all about why animals are so important in a permaculture system.
Hello and welcome back on Extinction Radio Permaculture segment with Solomon Amuzu. Animal forage systems is the topic for today. In considering a permaculture as a complete ecosystem, animals are essential to control vegetation and pests and to complete the basic nutrient cycle of a farm. Despite their inefficiency in protein conversion, their diverse products make them invaluable. In essence, animals can be used as providers of high-quality manures, pollinators, and foragers, collecting dispersed materials from a permaculture, heat sources, radiating body heat for use in enclosed systems such as greenhouses and barns, gas producers, carbon dioxide and methane, again for use in enclosed systems such as greenhouses and methane digesters, tractors which dig soil. Poultry and pigs are efficient soil turning, weed and manuring for enclosed spaces. Drought animals operating pumps and vehicles. Pioneers for clearing and manuring difficult areas prior to planting. Example, goats in blackberry patches. Pest control mechanisms. Devouring pupae and eggs of pests in fallen fruits or in trees and shrubs. Concentrators of specific nutrients such as nitrogen and phosphate from flies and wasps. Cleansing filters for water, example, mussels. Short grazers aiding in fire control. Vegetarian communities are still able to use animals, one-sex or sterilized population as providers of fibers, eggs, and milk, as grazers for fire control, and as manure providers for gardens and orchards. In permaculture systems, a range of animal feed, that is fruits, foliage, pods, nuts, seeds, and tubers are planted so that animals self-forage, taking most of what they need from the natural world, and at the same time manuring, controlling vegetation and pests, and converting plants to protein. Animals in free-range system will put on weight more slowly than when fed concentrated feeds, but fat accumulation is less and fats are soft and unsaturated. The diversity and regularity of free-range diet is basic to animal health. To lay out important forages, we must study the needs and characteristics of each animal and plan our plant system accordingly. Chickens are scratchers, geese are grazers, and pigs are rooters. The following animals can be placed in any appropriate zone according to their population. Rabbits, pigeons are generally close in zone 1 or 2, while other birds can range from zone 2 to 4. Now, let us talk a bit about rabbits. Rabbits supply both manure for the garden and meat for the table. They are grazers and browsers and will eat grass, soft vegetation, and twines and selected household scraps. They burrow into the ground and will cause damage to soil and vegetation if not properly enclosed. Their yield, that's fall. Angora rabbits produce a valuable hair which is combed out periodically for sale on home use. Meat and manures. When penned above worm boxes, their droppings are turned into rich compost, or rabbit pen lead to run planted with such forage crops as lassan, that is alfalfa, Taga State, and clovers. Rabbits can also be placed in a garden to eat grass in a movable cage between rows. Thank you so much for being with us again on the show. We will be continuing by tackling different animals' behavior in a permaculture design system. Thank you. I am Solomon Amuzu.